still not.
Thank you so much. So, thank you.
When you make that thing, it's a little terrorism which is going on.
Rishus HaRabbanim, Rishus Kol Mishpacha, Chaverim Yedidim. As we're about to enter Chanukah tomorrow evening, the Pasuk V'atat Tzaveh es B'nei Yisrael, V'ichu Eilecha Shemen Zayizoch, Kosis Lamor Lahalos Ner Tomid. V'atat Tzaveh, which literally means that Moshe Rabbeinu should give a tzivoy, a command, to light the menorah. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says a different shot. That the tzava, even though in Hebrew, the tzava is to command, but Aramaic, the word tzava, tzafsa, means to accompany. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it says in the Tikkunei Zohar, Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dora v'dora, that the neshama, the nitzotz, the inspiration of Moshe Rabbeinu is in every generation. So hence, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh teaches the pasuk, v'ata tetzave es b'nei Yisrael, means that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, your neshama, your mahus, should accompany Klal Yisrael and every Talmid Chacham in every generation, l'halos ner tomid, to give that inspiration. And I can't find a better person, the Ispashtusa de Moshe, b'chol dora v'dora, the Ispashtusa of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation, as Harav Moshe Eshen Zatzal. And let me tell you what I'd like to say. The Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ish Moshe, Onav Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. Moshe Rabbeinu is Onav Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama, which literally means he was the greatest humble person in the world. Anav mikol adam asher al pnei adam. So there's a sefer called the Noyim Megadim. It's a classic Hasidic sefer. And he says another pshat. He says like this. There's some individuals that their anivus is when they think about them and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, kol yachol, he created the world, so I admit I'm not the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when they come to interpersonal relationships with other human beings, then they hold, oh, I'm much better than him, I'm much better than him, etc. Ha'ish Moshe Onav Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Ha'adam means that not only was Moshe an Onav in his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but his anivus was mikol adam, meaning whenever he had a relationship with another human being, ish Moshe onav mikol adam, he also exhibited exemplary anivus in that interpersonal relationship as well, not only between his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Atzei Chaim, the Atzei Chaim was the Rebbe of the brother of the Satmar Rebbe. He said like this, that with this word from the Noam Megadim, we can understand the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoy De'Atayra. The Rambam says, we know the Nevi'im, there was the Luis Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Shar Nevi'im, the rest of the Nevi'im. He said Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was whether he was awake or asleep. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Shar Nevi'im, only what? When they were sleeping, b'chalom, that's when their Nevuah was. What's the difference? So he says like this, because to have a Nevuah, one has to have the highest level of Hashras Hashchina. And Hashras Hashchina comes through the Midah of Anova. So Moshe Rabbeinu, his Anova was not only when he was asleep and was thinking about him and the Ribbono Shel Olam, but even when he was Eir Bein HaAnoshim, when he was awake and he was dealing with other individuals, he also kept himself with Anova. Like someone quoted before, the Igeres of Yisrael quoted the Igeres HaRamban. Ramban writes, the Iker Anova is whenever you're with another individual, you always look at that person, he's greater than I am. I have to look up to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu could have Nevuah even when he's awake, because his level of Anova was on that level even when he was awake. Shar Nevi'im, even though they were great, but sometimes maybe there was the Latin measure of Anova that needed for a Nevuah was only when they were Yashen and when they were thinking about themselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Ish Moshe Onav, Mikol Adam, Asher Al Pnei HaAdama, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova was even, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest. He was the one, not everyone was going up to receive the Torah, but yet he treated everyone with the utmost dignity, as the Ramban writes in the Igeres, Hulamala, this person, so speak to him as if he's greater than I am. He treated everyone with the highest level of Anivas, and therefore he merited Nevuah even when he was Eir Bein HaAnoshim. So when I think of this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu and Ispashtusha, the Moshe B'chol Dor V'Dor, I think about Rav Moshe Esh. I came to the yeshiva as a high school student. First I was in Moresh HaKolel. Right after ninth grade, I met Rabbi Escott there, and the other, I'm trying to see who else, Rabbi Willow was there that summer, but Rabbi Escott was here that summer. And then it was right after that summer, after ninth grade was over, and the summer was over, and then it was before, you know, there's always a little break between the end of camp and the beginning of the school year. So I decided I'm coming here. I'm coming to this yeshiva. So that year, the beginning of the year, the Beis Medrash, the main Beis Medrash, what was called now Zeisman Beis Medrash, they were doing construction on the Beis Medrash. So you couldn't get it, you can't get in because they were doing construction. So they had to find a place where it's going to be the Beis Medrash until the construction was over. So the morgue, what today is called the morgue shul, downstairs there, that was the Beis Medrash until, I remember, the first day was Hanukkah, the middle of Hanukkah, and that's when the Zeisman wasn't called Zeisman then, but that Beis Medrash was ready to be used, and then we moved from the morgue shul to the Beis Medrash. But the beginning of my stay here was the first image I had of the Beis Medrash was there. And so I came, I learned there every night, I was in the dorm, and I saw a man there with a big beard. And he was a Labadik person. I didn't know exactly who he was. So I asked around, and people told me, you know, this person is, he's a very chashuv, a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, and he, you know, you can go, you can ask him something, you can speak to him. And that was my first initial encounter. In 1978, in the morgue shul, there that I encountered Rav Moshe Esh and Shlita. And I saw a special Avas HaTorah, a special Kovet HaBrius that he gave to everybody. And that was the beginning. That was just the beginning of our relationship. And then, many years, we were here together in the yeshivas, you know, able to speak to each other and learning. And then, recently, when we had the outdoor minyanim, what we call this, we still have the cage minyan. Cage minions by the building, right next to Rabbi Reichman, Rabbi Rapp, and we had a geshmak. We still have it, the cage minion. So it was in the summer, and they decided they're going to bring Rav Moshe to the cage minion for mincha, and I was so excited. I told Rabbi Levi, I have to introduce you. I don't know if you know him yet. You know, he wasn't around those days. He wasn't well. He was, you know, injured, and I was very excited that the younger Talmidim, who haven't seen him recently, will be able to see him and daven together, and they took him in the wheelchair, etc. And then Rav Moshe ended up in the Lower East Side. And my wife is from the Lower East Side, so we go there for Yontif. And as everyone knows, the Lower East Side has these beautiful communal sukkahs. I always say, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Ru'im kol Yisrael leisha b'sukkah achas. I said, I never understood that Gemara until I came to the Lower East Side. When I saw these communal sukkahs and people of the community was together. So I was not in the same sukkah with Rabbi Eshin. But you know, when you have a communal sukkah, that means the meal doesn't go so quickly. So I would always slip out, and I would go to the other sukkah that he was in with the Turkel family. And there was a tremendous hashkacha pratis. I don't know if you know how it happened. He was supposed to go to another sukkah, and the wheelchair couldn't get through. So they brought him to this sukkah, and then there was this wonderful family that took care of him. And I used to go and sit there, that sukkah is all, to be able to enjoy the simplest yontif that he had. He was wearing his sweater, and he was besimcha, and it was a beautiful thing to see. And that was Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe loved, you know, this week's parsha says, "Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv be'eretz Kanaan." So the Olim Letru for this week, they had from the Ravid HaZohav, one of the Hasidish Sfarim. He says there are two madregas of a person. One is a person who sees Gadlus HaBoire, that's one, and then Shiflus HaAdam. That's why it says, Asuma Ba'achas Me'enav is Potter Min HaRe'iyah. Why? Because you need two Einayim. One to see the Gadlus HaBoire, and want to see the Shiflus Adam. Bilam was what? Suma b'achas me'enov. Suma ayin. He could see the Gadlus HaBorei, but he wasn't able to see the Shiflus Adam. Rav Moshe Eshin saw the Gadlus HaBorei through all the things he saw, through Torah, through everything. And Torah wasn't, he loved Rav Soloveitchik, he loved Rav Soloveitchik Shior, but all Torah. He would like to discuss the Polish Gedolim and Galician Gedolim and Hungarian Gedolim, any Talmud Chacham. You could have a conversation with him about Rav Yaakov Flansgraben and Rav Yasher and all the Rabbanim, the Alter Rabbanim in Shlomo Kluger's yeshiva and in all the other yeshivas. It wasn't just, you know, Rav Soloveitchik, of course, was a very important part of his life. But it was any Talmud Chacham, is Pastusha, the Moshe. It was all, Bechol Dor V'Hodor, all the Talmidei Chachamim. And that was the Gadlus HaBoire and the Shiflus HaAdam. He was, you know, Shofer Ayil, Shofer Nofik, Vloch Machzik Tivusel Anafshe, as the Gemara says. That was his Hanhaga, no gaiva. Just a pashut yid who was mechabed everyone. So let me end with two things. My son was born on Cholamoid Sukkos. So we had a nice bar mitzvah here in Washington Heights. But the Bo Bayoim of his was Cholamoid Sukkos. So Cholamoid Sukkos, we were here, I was by my in-laws in Washington Heights. So he was going to get an aliyah in the Lower East Side. So he was davening in the Bialystok Shul. And he got an aliyah, the Bo Bayoim aliyah. And he said, after we leave, the first thing you're going to do as a gadol, after you leave shul, on the day of your bar mitzvah, we're going next door to the home of the sages to see Rav Moshe Eshin, and you're going to give him a shalom aleichem. He'll give you a bracha. And that's what we did. Right after davening, that was the first thing we did. And then we went to Reb David Feinstein to get a picture with Reb David. And those are the first two things we did as a gadol. First, to go to Rav Moshe next door to visit him, to give him a shalom aleichem. And that, Be'ez Hashem, that's to be a yid, that you have to have role models. These role models, like Rav Moshe Eshin and Rav David Feinstein, Zichronim Levracha. And that's how we start off. But the last thing I want to say is, you know, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Kol Berchaso Le'elo L'Toso B'Yom HaShvi Talim, that the generator for the week is Shabbos. So I always was machpid that, especially the later years, after Davin Motzai Shabbos, I would go over to Rav Moshe, and I said, please give me a bracha for the week. Please give me a bracha for the week. And if he wasn't for some reason in shul, I would go to the apartment, because I didn't want to lose the bracha from the week, because that's the generator. That's the generator of the week. And I wanted somebody who was shnei einayim, who knows the godless habore and knows the shiflus ha'adam, to get a bracha for the coming week. And that was Harav Moshe Eshin Zatzal. So as we're here, Motzai Shabbos, and I think about all those Motzai Shabboses that we always made sure to have an encounter together. That was the inspiration. Eila told us Yaakov, Fayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. The Revi'at Hazov says Megurei Aviv is a pachad. Megurei Loshen Vayogar Moyov is the pachad. That's the godless habore. Be'eretz Kanaan is Hachnoah, is the Shuflos HaAdam. And the Revi'at Hazov says it's Dafka through Eretz Kanaan, through understanding Shiflos HaAdam, you get to godless Habayri. And that's the Shnei Einayim. And that's Reb Moshe Eshin. And that's the beauty of Torah, the beauty of Midos, all together with Shtila Heit. Everything's Shtila Heit. No pompous. It's not going to be an article about it in some newspaper with a Shtila Heit. Quiet. Riboni Shalom knows. And his Yedidim know how special he was. So we're here today at the Motzai Shabbos to remember Rav Moshe, to get a bracha again, to get a bracha. Because we need brachas. We need brachas for the week. We need brachas for the future. We need brachas for the yachid, for the klal. We need brachas. As Rabbi Yisrael always says, all is chaste Hashem, nothing else. Whenever I'll meet him in the street, that's the message. And that's the bracha of his uncle, Rav Moshe. And Rav Pilchas always, we daven together on Shabbosim for a tekufa. We always see each other. We learn with each other. We speak to each other. So the brachas that Rav Moshe can give, the mishpacha, and the yeshiva, the klal, is very special. Because it's dafka from these hidden tzaddikim, the hidden tzaddikim, that's where it's lying. That's where the Kedusha is lying. That's where the Bracha is lying. And Be'ez Hashem, we should continue to get that inspiration for our lives to come, many years to come, Tei Nishmaso Tzurur B'Tzur HaChayim.
Baruch Simon, like I said before, you can see the way he speaks, he quotes Chassidus Svarim and many Svarim. He's knowledgeable. If you have any questions about who wrote a Sefer, who was the author of the Sefer, Baruch Simon is the man to go. Now, we're waiting for Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen to come. Hopefully he'll be here shortly. That'll be more Divrei Hespin. And then afterwards, we'll have...
Josh wants to say a few
words. Josh wants to say a word? Okay, in the meantime, we'll... We'll have another nephew of his, Josh Ashen, from a sister of my uncle, to say a few words while we're waiting for Rabbi Cohen, and then afterwards will be the Divrei Torah on Yoruba there. I just want to say, Adam, just one thing also. It was mentioned before.
Are you, it's Stein's birthday tonight.
The boy. Stein? No. I just want to say one thing. My uncle was a very giving person. Maybe Josh could say a few stories also. I remember from a little kid, he bought me we weren't that well-to-do. I mean, we needed some help, financial help. And he always, wherever he was, he was always working in food. So he made sure to give us food. And I remember as a kid, he bought us one of these, used to have these cars. They still have them. You raise the car, you move it back, and it goes forward. Daddy bought me as a kid, and I remember a special story that father was supposed to buy tefillin for me, and my father was supposed to buy tefillin, and at that time, it's still expensive. Tefillin is an expensive commodity, so it was a choice of buying what they call dakos, which are a less grade, or gassos. Gassos are thicker grade. My father was, thinking just buying dakos, so he gave the money to upgrade the tefillin from the dakos to the gassos. So the tefillin that I still have now, I lost it a couple, but I found it. I still have it from my bar mitzvah. I still have those tefillin after all these years, so I still owe my special hakaras hatov. He was a very giving person, and especially to his close family. Without further ado, Yehoshua Ash.
I'm not sure if I'm equal to the task of what everybody else has been saying, but I'd like to add on. When I spoke at the Levaya, I had some follow-up thoughts to what I said 2 weeks ago, when I saw an article about his Rebbe, the Rav, and it said that Rav Soloveitchik said that it was said about him that he was in love with Hashem, in love with his Torah, and of course I mentioned it applies to Moshe. After the Levaya, a friend of mine called me up. He said he never met Moshe, but he saw the article in the Hamodiah that was reprinted. Went all over, and he said that he quoted his own father. He said that there are people in this world that live quiet lives. Nobody knows about them. They do chesed and Torah and what?
You can speak a little louder, or maybe come over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He said there are people that do chesed and Torah, but nobody knows about it, and in the next world they're leading in upstairs, and that typifies your uncle who I never met. And I remember when I was in Camp Aguda my first year, Rebelsky was the Murad Asra. So Moshe told me he at that time he was working for the OU and he was a mashgiach in the 3-9 plant, and I went over to introduce myself to Rebelsky. And I said, Rebelsky, I told him my name, and my uncle, I know you know my uncle. So as soon as I said that, in his signature response, oh, your uncle, I don't have a shayla beyond a shayla that this plant is under. of all the plants I've been, your uncle is tops. And I had no, you know, I wish, you know, Tom, I remember the 2-3 minutes I was speaking with him in the office. Tom, Chacham, Yirei Shemayim, and about Midas. And I remember, like I said, 2 weeks ago, but this is also an addition, when he, I remember in the Beis Medrash, when I used to learn with him in YU, people would come over to him asking questions, Rosh Hashivas, Rabbeim, and then also on a tzedakah level, he would just empty out his wallet. I remember vividly one time, he had $22 in his wallet. He gave like $21, practically emptied out his entire wallet. He probably did much more than that. And he said to me quietly, I could do it without that dollar's enough for me for now. So I could say much more, but I don't want to, I'm sure there's other speakers, so Shem B'Shem have an Aliyah, and Freilich Hanukkah.
Yes, Rabbi Isai. I'd like to introduce our next speaker, a real tire friend of Rav Moshe and the families, Rav Zvi Herschel Reichman, Let me just tell you a little bit about Rabbi Reichman. So in other words, you know, you're in a place, in other words, it comes very like lonely on Yontif when everybody goes away, and you need somebody that, you know, Moshe was around also, and Rabbi Reichman was a second day. It was always a pleasure to have Rabbi Reichman with us. He, as you know, Rabbi Reichman, he wrote many svarim on the Rav's Torah. I'm talking about Lomdish Svarim from the Rav's Torah. He wrote it, got notes, and he wrote it. He's a prolific Hebrew writer, amazing. And he's such a dear friend. Whenever we go to the minyan together, it's just a pleasure to have him there. Like, you know, he speaks Shad Shilas, and he's such a humble person too. He came to Selvitch all the time, and it's whenever he comes, I'm so happy. Whenever he came to Minyan, I was so happy he came to help us with the davening, to help us listen to Shiur, and to give Shiur. It's such a pleasure. It was such a pleasure to have him around this neighborhood. I still appreciate the fact that he's still here in this neighborhood. So, and he, all the years he davened Anshei Sfar with my uncle. So, yeah, all the years he did davened with whatever he plugged it through with Anshei Sfar and listened to my uncle davening. My uncle listened to him davening. I tell you the truth, I'm so happy he's still in the neighborhood. So I'm sure he but the point of this now is he said to me, but the point is that we want to say a little bit of Torah. Lila Nishmoso. We're thinking of having another one, but seems like it's for now going to be this is the what we're going to have for him. So, without further ado, he's going to say some Torah about the Torah Lila Nishmoso from the Rav. Without further ado, Rav Tzvi Reichman.
Thank you very much, Rav Pinchas, Shus Rav Yisrael, and all the Rabbanim. And I spoke at the Levaya, so I don't mind. Repeat what I said, but lechvoid b'moshe zitzal, we were, as I said at the time, we were chaverim b'deya, which the Rambam says is the best chaver, and the day it was which connected us, especially was the Torah Sarav, the Rebbe Salvation Zitzal, our Rebbe's Torah, and he gave me a special personal cover the last year when I was teaching Yeridaya on the Zoom. He attended those shurim, so I have a very special kodesh hatov to him for being mechabed me. But it was just we were sharing Rav's Torah together. Whatever I forgot, he reminded me to put into the shir. So I wanted to say over Dvar Torah about Hanukkah, which is basically the Rav's Torah, and I'm sure that I'm sure he knows it, but. He's here with us, and I'm sure he's going to enjoy hearing it again. He always enjoyed hearing the Torah 100 times, 101 times. There's a huge machlokas with Bosai between the Rav and Mishnah Brura about the basic mitzvah of lighting Chanukah. It's very much negei halacha l'maisa, literally for every single person. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, mitzvahs ner Chanukah ner ishu beisoi. Hamahadrin, ne lechol echad ve'echad. Hamahadrin, min hamahadrin, beishama oimim perches v'hoilech, beistil oimim moise v'hoilech. Mo says, beishama holds k'neged yomim hayoitzim, ubeistil says k'neged hayomim hanachnosim. Mo says, in English, the basic mitzvah of Chanukah is one person lights one candle for the family. Every single night, let's say the father or the oldest person in the house will light one candle for everybody in the family. And you yotze mitzvahs Chanukah, nevishu beisoy. Mahadrin, those who want to make it nicer, kol echad ve'echad. And we learn like, so there's a machlokes, the machaba and the ramah, what exactly that means, kol echad ve'echad. One opinion is that, again, the father lights. He counts how many people are in the house. Six people live here. I light every night six candles. And the Ramah says it means every single person lights their own candle. So six people living in the house, six people are lighting candles. And then, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, we go like Beit Hillel, Moshe V'Holech, you go up. 1 to 8. Mishnah Brura raises a tremendous kasha. It says, Minig Yisrael, Ashkenaz, Minig Ashkenaz Yisrael, is that Every single person, at least every boy, every male at least, that's the... Every male at least lights their own menorah. Ask Mishnah Berurah, if the first person, the Abba, lights his candles first, of course he will. That is Nerishu Besoy. That's a candle for the family. It's a menorah for the family. Day one, day two, day three. I remember as a boy, my father's Zechanon Livracha lit was a family event. And I'm sure in every Jewish home, the father lights the first menorah. It's a family event, which it should be. That's Ner Ishu Beisa, the Ner for the family. Then come along the boys, one after the next, at least. And they light their own menorah. And what mitzvah are they doing? Mahadrin, Ner L'chol Echot Ve'Echot. Mara says, every person should light their own menorah. Ask Mishnah Berurah, how can they make a bracha on Mahadrin? We never make brachas on Hiddur Mitzvah. If a person had a kosher Luv and Esrei, it cost him $50. The guy next to him, his Luv and Esrei cost $250. So when the first person finishes his $50 Luv and Esrei, it's okay, it's kosher, but it's not a $250 Luv and Esrei. When he finishes, the fellow next to him, a very nice friend of his, says, would you like to shake my Luv and Esrei? He says, sure. Did he make a bracha? Certainly not. He was ready, you would say, the basic mitzvah. He's doing a mahadra mitzvah. Nicer. Okay, hid the mitzvah. Zekei Rebam Veyu. Hadrei Lefon of a mitzvah is supposed to make mitzvahs nicer. So he does a second shaking without a bracha. You only make a bracha on the basic chiyuv. A hiddur mitzvah is a hiddur mitzvah, but it doesn't warrant a shekel shem mitzvah tzivanu. You don't make a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah. So why is it that every boy in the family is lighting his menorah, is making a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah? Mishnah Berurah is kasha. It's nice in the kasha. So he says, everybody must be told by the father who's lighting the first candle, I am not lighting for you. You think it's Ner Ishu Besa? Oh, it's me. This menorah number one is just for me and my wife. Everybody else, out. I'm not being yotze you. Then everybody lights their menorah. It's his own personal chiyuv. It's his basic menorah. He never was yotze with the father. Not a hiddur mitzvah. He's doing mitzvahs Hanukkah mamish. Boy one, boy two, boy three, they're doing all mitzvahs Chanukah. And that's how they make a bracha. Because they were never yotze, never shubeso with the father. They were being yotze, their own personal mitzvah. That's what Mishnah Berurah paskens. I tell you the truth, I've spoken to X number of people. I have never met one person, ever, who says that the father and his family announced, I'm not being yotze the family. I never heard such a thing. Furthermore, I never heard a father who's not machbid. You must come when I'm lighting the menorah. I know if I would come late, my father would blow his top. What do you mean, you missed the family menorah? Everybody wants family by the chadlokas menorah. So his psak is his psak, but it's not being fulfilled. Comes along the Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and says, I have a different pshat. And according to this pshat, everything is good. The mitzvah of Mahadrin in Ner Chanukah is very different than the mitzvah of Mahadrin by any other mitzvah. It's a different Mahadrin than by Lulav and Esrei. It's a different Mahadrin than by Sukkah. It's a different Mahadrin than by Tefillin or by Tzitzis. All the other mitzvah in the Torah, there is definitely a halacha, hiddur mitzvah, but that hiddur mitzvah is extraneous to the basic mitzvah. It's extraneous. It's a mitzvah of Zekele v'anveil, anveil of honor b'mitzvahs. Therefore, you do the basic mitzvah of the Luv and Esrei. Then you go ahead and take the fancy Luv and Esrei for a second time. You're getting a separate mitzvah of Zekele v'anveil. It's not a mitzvah Luv and Esrei per se. There's no chiyuv to do that. Therefore, it does not get its own bracha. However, in Chanukah, the Gemara goes out of its way to describe the way to do the hiddur. Normally, hit the mitzvah means get a nicer cheftza, a nicer lulav, a nicer talis, a nicer mezuzah. Here, it's different. Here, there is every person lights your own menorah. Wow. Go from 1 to 8. Wow. Completely different type of hit the mitzvah. It has its own separate halacha. Its own separate description and requirements. Therefore, the Rav says, it's not a separate Zeh Keli Va'anveyu. It's basic mitzvahs Ner Chanukah being done in a better way. There's a basic mitzvah Chanukah Ner Shubeso, family menorah. And that must be done by every single person. In a moment, I'll explain why I think that's so. This mitzvah requires a kiyum mitzvah of the bais. The family must be at the fundamental part of the mitzvah. And never ever do we drop the family from that mitzvah. Even if you have 10 children and every single one lights their own menorah, we still keep the first menorah as a ner shebeiso. There's a family menorah, that's the basic chiyuv. Then mahadrin, ner lechol echad ve'echad, is an additional mitzvah Chanukah that every yachid should light their own menorah. And you know, that separate mitzvah of the mahadrin is so important, and it's a separate takan of Chanukah that you make a bracha for that one too. So indeed, the Rav says, every single Jew in the family, males, let's say, is getting 2 mitzvahs Chanukah night. He's listening to his father's bracha, and he's being yotzei mitzvahs nevesh ubeso. Then he takes his own menorah, and is mekayim a second mitzvah Chanukah of ner lechol echad ve'echad. And on that hidur mitzvah of Chanukah, it's a special halacha of hidur. Unlike any other hiddur in the Torah, a separate mitzvah, hiddur mitzvah, he makes another bracha of Chanukah. And that's why it's no problem. That's minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael is that the father lights for the family, and either you do sing Moritz Tzur then, or you don't sing Moritz Tzur then, and then everybody lights their own menorah, and then finally at the end we all sing Moritz Tzur. It's a family mitzvah, but it's also ner lechol echad ve'echad. And each one gets their own bracha. This is minig Yisrael, even though it was the svara of the Rav, but minig Yisrael paskin. I've yet to find any group of people that's doing what Mr. Brewer says, that the father announces, I'm not being mitzi anybody else, you're on your own. Never saw such a thing. Okay. Rabosai, I wanted to explain what the problem here is on a more deeper level. And then also I want to explain 3 minhagim, which because of this year I had to think about it, and I came up with, I think, is a sfora, an idea which I think Rav Moshe Zatzal would like very much. And I'm sure he's here listening to us. One minhag is to do what I just said, the father lights, and then all the boys light. Minig number two, which is the Chassidish minig. This is the first minig which I call the Chassidish minig. Good. I never saw in the Chassidish family. I grew up a little bit in the Chassidish family. The idea that a girl would light, it didn't even enter the. It wasn't even something even to think about. It wasn't even shayach that a girl would light a Chanukah menorah. If someone mentioned it, you would say he's a reformed Jew. He's reformed. How can a girl light a menorah? Then I came into the Rav Shia, and the Rav spoke about Chanukah, and the Rav says, Bosai, the Gemara says, Noshim Chayofus, women are Chayiv, Shafein Hoi Boisanes. I'll tell you, Bosai, my psak is, every girl lights, and the wife also lights. Every single woman in the house lights. My wife, my Rebbetzin lights, and every girl in the family lights. Plain Gemara, Noshim Chayobis v'nei Chanukah. Why should they not do their own mitzvah? Mahajin nelechol echad ve'echad. Let them do the mahada like everybody else. So, the Rav had the women light, his wife light, and as one of the things I always had this conflict. My father was chassidus sheminhagim, and the Rav was his psakim. So I had X number of problems. Should I follow my father or follow the Rav? This case was easy because I wasn't in my father's house. So when I got married, it was my own house. I could pass and like the Rav. My wife lights, my girls lit. So that's minik two. And then minik three, which Mishnah Brewer mentions, is the following, that every boy and girl light, except the wife. The wife does not light. She's yotze with her husband. And that I discovered later, as I talked to various people, that's quite a widespread minhag. In the literature, yeshivish circles, especially nowadays, where women do more things, it's much more widespread that girls are lighting, but not the wife. So I want to explain the three minhagim. You know, minhag Yisrael Torah. Jews do something, it's not arbitrary. We have a Gemara, and you have three minhagim. The Gemara says, Nereshu Beisoy, Mahajin Kol Echad Ve'echad. The Gemara says, Noshim Chayavos. So we wind up with three minhagim. So I want to give a hesben the three minhagim. We just went through a discussion here, the Rav and Mishnah Brura, how to do the basic mitzvah and the nelechol echad ve'echad. Basically, the words are right, both sides. The basic mitzvah is nevish ubeisoy. The mitzvah is Chanukah, is a mitzvah of the family. Question. Okay, this is, I didn't hear from the Rav, this is an egen zach. It's a shtickle machshava. Why is this mitzvah of all mitzvahs a family mitzvah? Me'echad teisa. Let's make, tefillin a family mitzvah. Mezuzah. Why is this mitzvah dafka family mitzvah? Okay, it's wonderful. I love it. The family's together, and it's geschmack, and sing mois tzur, and it's beautiful. But the Rav always used to say, we don't believe in ceremonies. Judaism is not ceremonies. Judaism is avodas Hashem mizbeach. Not a ceremony, not a ritual. So, what's going on? Why is Nereshu based? So I want to say about the Pashta. I think it's not such a chiddush. We start in the davening, we say, Alanisim, B'mei Matasyohu Bonov. It's a very strange lashon. B'mei Matasyohu Bonov, Omdu Ayavonim, Al Amcha Yisrael. They were the only Jews living, Matasyohu Bonov. Every Jew was suffering from the Yavonim. Because said, Matasyo Bonov, later on, they came and they fought the Yavonim. Now, B'mei Matasyo Bonov, Omdu Ayavonim, Al Amcha Yisrael, Ashkichim Torosecha. Both sides. Chanukah is the holiday of Jewish survival in Golos. The Ram was quoted before. I'm going to quote the Rambam. It's mitzvah chavivi ad ma'od. It's a very precious, precious. I don't know if the Ram uses this lashon any place else. Mitzvah chaviva hi ma'od. It's a very precious. Why so precious? Jewish survival is very precious. We survive because of Chanukah. That's why Chanukah is the last ness. It's the last ness. It's the ness which keeps us going. Ad bias girl tzedek. When you light the Chanukah menorah, you're connecting Migdosh, Beis HaMigdosh, from the Mishkan, from Atat Tetzaveh, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Golos, the menorah of Bayis Shlishi, Neiris de Zachariah. There'll be a menorah, a great menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Jewish survival is Chanukah. And Rabbi said, what's the secret? What is the secret of Jewish survival? The secret of Jewish survival is Ner Ish Ubeisoy. Ner HaTorah. Torah. Ish Ubeisoy. Jewish family. As long as there's Jewish family, With Torah, Am Yisrael survives. Take away the Nair, gone. Two generations, no Torah, gone. Reform Judaism, took away the Torah, today empty. I know a friend of mine, he already bought 17 different Reform synagogues. All just in the New York, New Jersey area. Gorgeous places. He's worth maybe $100 million in real estate. He bought them for nothing. Empty! Why is it empty? They dropped Nair. They dropped the Torah. Then the other pillar of Jewish survival is Beisai, a Jewish family. As long as there's Jewish family, we can survive. No Jewish family, we're lost. Lost. Can never have a Jewish nation like the American nation today. The American nation today, more than 50% of children born today are born to a mother without a father. More than 50%. Kids on the street, more than half of them do not know who their father is. It's unbelievable. It's a fact. Family has disappeared. Family disappears. Society collapses, as all of us are witness to. It's the way it is. Judaism only exists because of Shvatim, family, Shpachas Ruvein, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, this Mishpacha, that Mishpacha, 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 the Ashen family. The Ashen family. Wow. Families, that keeps Am Yisrael alive. No family, goodbye. So Nevesh Ubeisa, Hanukkah is the day we're celebrating we exist, and we will exist, because we have family. And what was the family that saved Am Yisrael? Matasyo Bonov. That's why we say it in the davening. B'mei Matasyo Bonov, Kishom Namachas Yavon. Everything collapsed. Kohen Gadol, they kicked the Kohen Gadol out, they took over the Migdash. The Malchus was gone, was a vassal. Nothing was left but Matasyo Bonov, Ishu Beisoy. Jewish family survived. That the Greeks could not break. They could not break the Jewish family. So therefore we celebrate this on Hanukkah. This is the cause of survival. This is the basis of Hanukkah. Ner Ishu Beisoy. The family must celebrate. And the Rav says, you cannot drop the family from this mitzvah. You cannot tell us we're not part of this family. We're on our own. We will never survive with Kol Echod Ve'Echod if you're on your own. Ever. Only because of Beso. We have to be part of the Nevesh Beso. Then there's another halacha of Mahadrim, Kol Echod Ve'Echod. You have to be strong on your own. But basic survival is Nevesh Ubeisoy. Then Mahadrim, Kol Echad Ve'Echad. So what are the three minhagim? Minhag one, we said, was the Chassidus Shemineg, that the girls are not included. Okay. Minhag two was the girls light, but the wife is with the husband. And minhag three is that everybody lights, including the wife. Okay. First of all, minhag two, I want to work that way out. But the Mishnah Berurah recommends the wife should be with the husband and everybody else should light on their own. Ishtoi zubeisoi, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, v'chipa bado uva'ad beiso. He must be married. A single Kohen Gadol cannot be mechaper. V'chipa bado v'ad beiso. Beiso zu ishto. The foundation of Jewish family is husband and wife. Therefore, this minhag, which the Mishnah Berurah seems to recommend, this minhag, let the wife be with the husband. She's a keres abayis. She's the pillar with her husband. to make the family, that family unit, is it. It cannot be multiplied, cannot be duplicated. Don't let the wife light her own candles. She is completely with the husband. He uses an expression which is one of the most difficult expressions in the Mishnah Berurah Bechlal. He says the wife is with her husband on Hanukkah because ishto kegufo. A wife and the husband are one. We never found in any mitzvah whatsoever, 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, we never found any place in the Torah will say a husband does a mitzvah, ishto kegufo. She's yotze. He leaves matzah for her. How can he write such a thing? So he lights candles for her. He leaves matzah for her. Shachris for her. It's not shy of such a thing. It's a misnomer. He really should have said, Ishtoi zu beisoi. Beisoi zu ishtoi. From Yom Kippur. That's the real expression. So therefore, since this unit of beisoi zu ishtoi is taka, beisoi zu ishtoi, because ishtoi kagufa. It's part of the family. It's an indivisible unit. It's not there's a husband and his wife. It's one. It's one unit. So Mamela, since Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah Nerishu Beisai, so this minog, which he recommends apparently, is show that about that every single child is part of Beisai. No question. Like as the Rav would say, everybody gets the kima of Beisai. But we have to have to demonstrate that the bias is strong. The bias is indivisible. The bias is eternal. This bias will survive everything. Greeks, Romans, French, whoever it is. We will survive because we have Beis Yisrael. Interesting, the Am Yisrael is called Beis Yisrael. The family of Israel. So, that's why this minhag says, the wife, just you're the one who's with the husband no matter what. Don't light your own. Everybody else should light. Men, boys, girls, everybody. That's shita. The Rav Shita, is that the wife also lights? Okay. And the Chanami, it's a very interesting idea that basically ishtoi, that the wife should be with the husband. So indivisible, she wouldn't even do kol echad ve'echad. Okay, but the Rav says, it says kol echad ve'echad, she's a woman, she's chayiv, like everybody else, let her light, and the Rav sheet is that everybody is getting the nevishu beisoy. There is a nevishu beisoy, even though we do kol echad ve'echad. We're doing both. So therefore, the Rav says the wife should also light. Then finally, there's the minog. So that I think I went through all three minhagim. The minhag that the wife is with the husband, that's one. The minhag like the Rav, everybody lights. On the minhag, the third minhag, only the boys. The chassidish minhag. Why? Not a single girl would light. Not a single girl. It's a pella. So Rabbi Willick told me, he just told me now, that he passes for his people in Riverdale that girls should light till the age of 12. 6, 7, 8, 9. He says it's, they learned Beis Yaakov to light candles, so the little girls should light. When they hit 12, stop. Because less than 12, they're potter, 12, they're chayiv. So he says, no, they should light at 12 and stop. He says, why? He said, he told me now. He says, why do I tell my balabatim that the girls should stop at 12? Because he says, I had experience. I used to do, like the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Rav, and then I had big tzaris, because girls were lighting candles 12, 13, 18, 19, 22, they get married. They get married, and the husband says, Hanukkah. I'm lighting, not you. The husband didn't let the wives light. And then he would have shalom bayis problems. Come to the rabbi. My husband's not fair. I lived my whole life and he's stopping me. So I decided, I make a psak, that my shul girls stop at 12. Already 10 years, didn't light. So she's 22, she got married. She's masking not to light. That's what he just told me, the psak. Oh, but what's the chassidusha?
That's his psach. I didn't hear of anybody else like that. That you light till 12 and stop. But the chassidim, they have no girls lighting. So I want to say pshat. I don't think they thought of this, but my pshat. I'm going to say this word. Ishtei zu beisoi. Right? The wife and the husband are indivisible bais. Then their children. Those are part of the bais. The girls, when they grow up and they get married, they will create new bais. Ishtei zu beisoi. She's the akeres habayis. She's the foundation of the bais. So Mamela, the girls are saying, our mommy is part of the bias with Abba, and she's not lighting, so we're like her. We're preparing to become mothers of our own who will be with our husbands together in the Ner Chanukah. So the saying is that this basic bias, I'm now part of this bias, and my mother and father are the Ikar HaBayis, and therefore she doesn't light her own. She's only with Abba. And when I grow up, I'm going to get married, and I'm going to also make a bias with my husband. So I want to say now, say to girls, that we already have in potential the future bias that we will make when we get married. And when we get married, and we're going to have more batim, we will not lie separately. We're with our husbands. We're one bias. If they do basic. So even now, we're also creating a ner of today's bias and the future bias. So it turns out like this. According to this vort, when you light the ner, ishu beisoi, and then you say, ish kol echad ve'echad, the boys, they're also creating a ner ishu beisoi. That when they get up, and they get married, they'll be the Abba, and they're going to lie for the bias. So they're making... So the point is like this. When we have a bias of Am Yisrael, it's not just this bias. In this family, I already see the future batim. Like we said, Moshe was the Zeda. He already sees next generation, third generation. So when we have a bias and more people light, it's already the potential for the future batim, which these children will create in the future. So it's not that there's one ner ishu beisoi and then ner l'chol echad ve'echad amidst this yochid. It's a gigantic ner ishu beisoi of many batim. This bias and the future bias. And Yankel is bias, and Shimon's bias, and every child's bias. And if the girls like their future batim, it's not that there's one Nerishu Beisoi. There's a dozen Nerishu Beisois if there are a dozen people lighting, according to this view of the mitzvah. But I say we should talk a bizoicha to Mekayim and Sisnei Chanukah, and have a gula shleim of Meher V'meinu Amen.
He created a special Torah, special for my uncle, and I'm sure my uncle was hearing it. I'm sure he would enjoy it. We're going to take a couple of minute break. Maybe Rabbi Cohen will come. If not that, I'll be the last speaker. But everybody finish up their Suda, and we'll wait, and we'll see what happens. A couple of minutes, we'll speak. Continue. Everybody for coming. Thank you. Thank you.